basically, what we're trying to do is we have a scenario here where these houses are built in a floodplain. I think there's a person who is a homeowner who's trying to get on with their life, and they're wanting it, they're needing a decision made. And basically, if they don't get a decision, they're going to have to go and try and rebuild their home because they need somewhere to live. And if they rebuild the defective home on this floodplain, that means that everybody then basically has to, everybody then will have to have no choice but to rebuild on this floodplain. It's economically unviable. So where the OPW have promised to do carry out works, what I'm saying is these works that have been carried out, it would be cheaper if we settled these people, we give them their grant amount and let them get on with their lives. Because why would we be rebuilding these houses that are defective on a floodplain that's more than likely to flood again? It's absolutely ridiculous. I've questioned this in the Dáil and got the generic answer. Now the time is at hand for the government to take control of the situation and actually do the right thing for once for the people in Elm Park.
And now, people living there, they're feeling at risk on one hand because their houses could flood because it's happened before, but they're also feeling at risk because their houses are defective and crumbling. So it's really quite compounded having both play at once.
It's a double whammy. Basically, you know, having a defective concrete home, it's an ordeal. But imagine having a defective concrete home that's built in a floodplain. That if you come and do the work and you rebuild your home and you move into your home, there's absolutely nothing stopping your home from flooding. So what we're saying is it's in a floodplain. Do the right thing. OPW have to realise that this is economically unviable. Give the people what they need, their grant amount, and let them move on with their lives and do not build on a floodplain.
Has there been close calls before, Deputy?
Yes, there's been close calls before, and there'll be close calls again. You know, I mean, the flood defences aren't built. Nothing has been built here. You know, we're talking about a flood defence wall, which, by going by OPW standards, will cost an absolute fortune. So why would we put millions of pounds into walls to protect 8 houses when these people moving into these houses do not want to be living in a floodplain that more than likely could flood again? And we don't know if these walls could hold back the volume of water that was flooded before. There is a video recorded at night time when it flooded with a drone, and the level of water in there is a danger to life. Why are we allowing this to happen to these people? These people have the right to have a home in a safe area, but they have a home in a floodplain. It's ridiculous.